With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Illusionoid.
Portion of our show, and we are pleased. You heard this man introduced at the beginning of the show, and we're pleased to have him with us. He is a PhD student, and he's going to clarify this for us, right? Yeah, okay. He's a PhD student in nanotechnology or nanobiology, one of those two things. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Dylan Glancy. Dylan! Wonderful to have you on the show. You might want to get a little closer to your microphone right there. Good. Now tell us, you're still in school, so what year are you in right now?
I'm in my second year, still early on.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Of the PhD program.
Of the PhD program.
Yep.
So this is like a graduate program, so you've already been like through 4 years of university?
Yes, so I did an undergraduate degree in chemistry,
okay. And
now I'm doing a graduate degree also in chemistry, but studying nanotechnology.
Fantastic. So what made you choose this? So first of all, what is the, like, give me a bit of a laundry list of things you could possibly have gone into.
Okay, so chemistry is actually a pretty big field.
Yeah.
So nanotechnology is kind of an extreme. It's like the newest portion of that, and it's really big chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could have gone to the opposite end, which is quantum chemistry and doing quantum simulations and that kind of thing. So that's the smallest area. Then in between, you have analytical chemistry to develop new instruments and synthetic organic chemistry and inorganic chemistry. That kind of thing.
Wow. So what drew you to the nanochemistry or the nanotechnology?
So... for me, it was actually that nanotechnology, when you studied chemistry, is like really big,
uh-huh.
which is exciting because
and also paradoxical.
Yeah, yeah, I know. To everyone else, it's really small, but to me, it was really big because everything that I'd done thus far, I'd have to infer based on, like, I'd infer that I'd made something rather than actually seeing it. Where nanotechnology, you can just shoot electrons at it and actually see it.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really cool to be able to make something in a beaker and actually see it in
right.
the picture.
Actually have a physical, tangible result.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, fascinating. Now, I did look at some of the material you shared with us ahead of time, and there was one thing on there that really caught my attention. It was all caps. It was called Clarity.
Yeah.
And this was about, correct me if I'm completely mistaken on this, but it is about making mice invisible?
That is correct.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys are making mice invisible. I just want to restate that. Is that actually what's happening?
Yes. So,
all right.
So the idea is, so when you're imaging mice, so say you put some sort of nanoparticle into the bloodstream of a mouse, and you want to know where it's going.
Yeah.
And like specifically, say it's getting to the tumor, but you'd want to know where exactly it is in the tumor. The problem is that when you're imaging the mouse, all the lipids are getting in the way and scattering all the light away.
Okay.
So when you're shining the light in and shining lasers in, the lipids are scattering everything away.
And the lipids are the fat molecules,
yes.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, so every cell has a lipid membrane around it, for instance. And so you will never be able to image anything really inside a mouse. So the idea was, if you, and this was created not by us, but by another lab, Carl Dyseroth. In California.
All right.
And he's good.
Yeah, he's great. Good. Yeah, he is good. Optogenetics he created as well, which has its own journal now. So basically what you do is once you've injected something into the mouse, you then inject a monomer solution. So a monomer becomes a polymer when it's cross-linked.
Uh-huh.
And so you put your monomer solution in, you put a cross-linker in, you heat it up so that you make this like mouse jelly. Basically,
delicious.
So everything is then all the proteins and everything is cross-linked inside the polymer, and so you have a mouse jelly, and then you put in like a detergent, basically, just like
Tide.
Yeah, essentially, we've done it with Tide.
You have
actually, yeah, and that takes away all of the lipids, and then you have an invisible mouse. And if you put it in a solution that matches its refractive index, then you can actually literally see, like, right through the mouse.
That's the trick, though, right?
What?
Putting in a solution that matches its refractive
index. Yeah, because if you take it outside, it just kind of looks like a yellow, like, jelly mouse.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So also delicious.
What is it? What is it, like?
Wow.
So you could just—it just looks like Wonder Woman's jet. Is that the deal?
There's an outline, like a shimmering,
like
outline,
like a dotted line,
yeah,
like shaped like a mouse.
Yeah, it always gets a little bit yellow. That's something they don't show you in the papers, but it always gets a little bit yellow, so you can tell it's there. But
this,
yeah, it's
crazy.
Like totally invisible otherwise.
That's insane.
Except you see a skeleton, but yeah.
Wow, that sounds incredibly esoteric. Like anyone could have figured out how to do that. So there's just basic chemical principles that have been built upon and built upon until you're able to put them together in this way to achieve this result, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Essentially the idea. Yeah.
Has anything else been made transparent besides mice?
No. People have asked me whether you could do it for humans.
Yeah.
And that's a bad idea because one of the steps is that you actually need to puncture the heart while it's still beating and allow all the blood out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Okay. How do you get away with that with mice?
So you
oh,
puncture
wait.
The heart.
Oh, so the mice don't survive this.
No.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it. The mice don't survive this. Okay.
The mice.
Yeah, yeah. I'm up to speed.
That's a
Thank
key
you.
Part.
Yeah,
that's a
I'm
key part. Yeah. I was thinking this was just great. There were invisible mice running around all over
yeah,
the place.
Yeah, I know. I was like, do you keep like a whole, you know, one of those tubes, like the
yeah,
huge
totally.
Playpens with tubes and wheels where like you just see a bunch of bones running around?
Yeah, I thought it would be like, hilarious. I was thinking the whole time we're talking, I could use this to rob a bank. Become invisible or train the invisible mice to rob the bank for me. Oh, wow. Wow, fascinating stuff. So so you're in second year. How many years, four-year program?
Probably five.
Five-year yeah. program. So what will be, I don't know if you've had to determine this yet, but what will be your thesis?
Okay, I have started to determine it. It's about using nanoparticle assemblies to get to tumors, basically.
Okay.
So nanoparticles are really particularly suited for chemotherapy because they've been shown to preferentially accumulate in tumors just when you put them into the bloodstream. So about 1-2% of them actually go to the tumor and get locked in there because of something called the enhanced permeability and retention effect.
Okay.
So tumors create their own blood vessels, but when they do, it's really in a haphazard way.
Yeah.
And so they have a lot of leaks in them. So through that leaky vasculature, nanoparticles are the ideal size to penetrate through and get stuck inside the tumor and then can release drugs from there and that
fantastic.
Kind of thing.
Fantastic, fantastic. Yeah. So in terms of this being a viable therapy to treat tumors, how close is that?
So there are probably in phase 3 trials about 25 drugs that are almost ready to go to market.
Wow.
And there are about 6 nanotechnology drugs on the market, but only one of them really works, and it doesn't really work as well as the existing chemotherapy treatment.
Yeah.
It just, or it works about as well, but it only shifts the side effects to something more tolerable. So we're close to getting something really good on the market, but we've kind of been stalled in the last decade or so.
Wow. How are the drugs ingested?
Intravenously.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
So you're shot in the arm with a tiny, too small to see, drug.
Well, or like quintillions of them.
Oh.
Right.
Got it. Yep, quintillions of them.
Yeah.
In tiny capsule form?
Okay, so the ones that have made it to market are liposomes.
Uh-huh.
So kind of like the cell has a lipid membrane, a liposome has a lipid membrane. It's much smaller than a cell, but it's made of lipids. And inside is the same chemotherapeutic that would have been. So it's a delivery vehicle for a chemotherapeutic.
Right.
So it is kind of like a tiny capsule.
I guess where I was going and this is maybe a dumb question, but how do those drugs know how to get to the tumor?
Yeah, good question. So they do get to the tumor just passively, as like I explained, through the leaky vasculature. There have been attempts.
Sorry.
Remember?
Sorry.
Remember?
Sorry. I was checking my phone. Sorry.
One thing. Pay attention. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
There have been attempts to get it to actively tumor or target the tumor or cancer cells by putting like an antibody on the surface so that it can specifically look for surface antigens on the cancer cells. So if we could get that to work, then that would be the best way of doing it because we'd probably get more than 2%, you know, hopefully like around 10% of drugs to the tumor. But so far that's actually been proven impossible because of the protein layer that adsorbs to the surface of the nanoparticles as soon as you put it in the body that hides any surface chemistry.
Now, is that because of the scale of the nanoparticle?
Yeah, so the scale of the nanoparticle is really what gives it its function, because mm-hmm. it's a size commensurate with proteins, bacteria, viruses, that kind of thing, and cell surface receptors. But the downside is that it only takes about 100 proteins. It's kind of like when you put like a buoy in water or something like that, and you take it out, and it's just full of like green shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the same thing happens when you put a nanoparticle in the body. It's all pristine when it goes in, but then it gets covered with proteins.
With
and
green
it only
shit.
Takes about 100 proteins to ruin its whole surface functionality.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So essentially, okay, so I think I'm wrapping my head around this. So these nanoparticles, delivery mechanisms. Now, has it ever been, you know, postulated either by a colleague of yours or perhaps, and you're the professor you work with, Dr. Warren Chan?
Warren Chan, yeah.
Yeah. What's he really like?
Oh, he's awesome.
Is he a good
yeah,
guy?
Yeah, he's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he was the first person to be able to put quantum dots, which are like little semiconducting fluorescent nanoparticles uh-huh. into biological systems, because before they were only soluble in organic solvents, and then he made them soluble in aqueous solvents. So he got a science paper, and that like ballooned a whole field from there.
You
so
know,
he was awesome.
Your face just lit up when you were talking about him.
Yeah, no, he's really cool.
No, it does sound very cool.
Yeah.
So what I was talking about.
He was like faculty at like 28 or something like that. Like, it's insane.
What does that mean?
Like, he became a faculty member at 28.
Oh, at 28.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought
yeah.
he was
not in 28.
No.
Yeah, I thought.
No,
19,
28. Yeah. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Yeah. Okay, do we have any questions for Dylan about nanoparticles or treatment of tumors or anything along those lines?
Or chemistry.
Anything that sparked your imagination or a question you had, genuine question about this esoteric field that could be curing cancer at some point. Anyone got a question? Or a comment?
Yeah, well, I have one.
Yeah.
So this guy can put receptors, your professor, Dr. Chan.
Yeah.
I assume he's not like an evil doctor.
No, I hope not. No.
So
that's
put
pretty
receptors
racist.
He put receptors on a nanoparticle.
Okay, yeah.
Stay there now. Can you control those now? Can you steer them where you want them to go based on those receptors? Like, has he basically put circuitry on a nanoparticle, and are we getting close to tiny robot?
Okay, so I actually just published an article where basically we made like the precursor to nanorobots. So we made like a shape-shifting nanosystem. So the problem is when you put something on the surface, it might be useful for one function, but you have all these biological barriers to overcome before you can get to the tumor. And once you get to the tumor, you need to get deep inside the tumor so that you can kill the necrotic cells at the center of the tumor, which are going to be the most malignant once you actually stop treatment. So I made a shape-shifting nanoparticle with a colleague of mine who's now a postdoc in Japan. And basically, using DNA injected into the system, we were able to change its shape from a sphere to a rod shape and expose a different surface chemistry so we could turn targeting of cells on and off, depending on what kind of DNA is around. So if a cancer cell is secreting a certain RNA, which is another nucleic acid similar to DNA, then we'll be able to use that RNA target to change the shape of our nanoparticles and get it to target that cancer cell.
So you're making shape-shifting nanoparticles?
Yep, that's exactly right.
So because they're all round and then you need to get through a square hole so you can make it?
Yeah, exactly. So round is better for cell uptake, for instance, but rod shape is better for penetrating deep into the tumor.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Given the scale of these things, are quantum effects an issue?
Yeah. So
okay,
quantum effects.
That's all I want to know. You answer my question.
In a cool way, not like an annoying way, though.
Okay.
They don't like quantum tunnel or anything
okay,
like that.
Okay. Yeah. That's what
but
I was
they have
about.
Really
yeah.
cool optical properties. Like they can semiconducting nanoparticles, like quantum dots, or upconverting nanoparticles. Are super, super fluorescent, and they don't photo bleach like conventional organic dyes, so you can't break them down. They just continue promoting electrons up when they get incident light and shining in green or blue or different colors depending on their size. Gold is interesting because it has surface plasmons, so basically all the electrons are promoted to the surface of the nanoparticle, and they slosh around in waves. And that wave is actually the same as what we see as red light. So gold nanoparticles are red, interestingly.
Wow. Yeah. Cool.
And that's a quantum effect because it's just electrons sloshing around on the surface.
Amazing.
Yeah. I tried to tell me that on Canal Street when I was looking for watches. Gold particles are actually red. So. Yeah. It's okay to buy this.
You almost
watch.
Bought that. Yeah. That guy was a PhD student who was saying
that. Yeah, that's what he said.
And they were actually, gold nanoparticles were used in stained glass as far back as, I think, the 16 or 1700s.
What?
Yeah.
How? Yeah. How did they do? How did they create them? Did they know what they were doing?
No, they had no idea what they were doing.
Of course not.
But they created it, and it works really well, and it never bleaches out either. They also, carbon nanotubes were used in manufacturing swords. In the Middle East, in the 1400s, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were like unbreakable swords, and super light and super sharp. And they're like, we have no idea how we're doing this, but it's awesome.
That's amazing. So they through some chemical and forging process, they stumbled upon these things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So really, we're just understanding a lot of what's happened in the past and refining it, and now taking control over how to produce it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We've understood the design parameters now. Now we can put them in place and actually do things like cure cancer.
So, wow. Yeah.
No nobler cause for science, by the way.
Thank you, Paul.
Curing cancer.
Oh, medicine? I thought you meant sharp swords. Oh.
No, that's the opposite. That's the opposite.
I don't know.
Can you combine those things?
Yeah.
Sharp swords be curing cancer?
Sure.
I see
one
a
tiny one sharp swords.
Yes.
One
day. Yeah. Tiny sharp
one day. Yeah. Are there any more questions for Dylan before we wrap it up? Yeah, I see right back there.
What's your name, young lady?
Sarah,
what high school do you go to, Sarah?
Carbondale.
Awesome. Go Trojans. What's your question?
Oh, no.
Here we go. The
dark
side.
So the question is, 2% get to the tumor. What happens to the other 98%?
Yeah.
Very good question. The other 98%, pretty much all of it, goes to the liver, where it is literally never excreted.
Oh.
So this is a major roadblock for any sort of FDA approval. So
major roadblock.
Don't worry, we'll cut this out. We'll cut this out of the podcast.
Edit
don't
piss
worry.
Right out of there. Yeah. You're gonna come off great.
Yeah.
We'll edit
this. So, or for instance, when you use quantum dots, they go to the skin first, which is really creepy because your skin will turn fluorescent green, or at least our mice do. And then after a while,
man.
It's just your liver that is green forever. There are toxicity issues to resolve. The question is the payoff, like the cost benefit, right? So if it saves you from cancer for 20 years, but you're going to get toxicity at 20 years and never be able to recover from it, then, you know,
it's
probably a good thing to do if you're going to survive another 20 years. But yeah, it depends.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Yeah, right. Please. Like into the water supply, perhaps?
Can nanoparticles pollute?
Yeah, so nanoparticle or nanotoxicology is a field that took off, I think, 20 years ago or so. One study, they just took a lake in northern Ontario and they dumped a bunch of nanoparticles in and saw where they went. And it turned out they're all incorporated into crustaceans' shells. So that was interesting, but yeah, it is a major concern. Microbeads. I don't know if you guys heard. Microbeads were banned by Obama, right?
Yep.
Damn you.
Microbeads.
But because they're
exfoliants, right? They put those into cosmetics.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're in cosmetics. But yeah, it is a major problem for the aquatic ecosystem once they end up down the drain. So that's another problem we'll have to resolve in due time and see how quickly these things actually break down. No one really knows if they just stick around forever or not.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Fascinating. With all the positive and all the upsides of this, you definitely want it pursued, but you want it to be done in a balanced way where we're not screwing ourselves at some point, right? In a way that we can't undo.
And there's a whole gray goo thing at some point, too, right?
Go on, sorry, gray goo?
Yeah.
What's...
So Eric Drexler, who's a engineer and also like science fiction kind of guy, proposed that we could make these nanofactories that just produce more nanofactories, and that kind of goes on until ad infinitum, until the whole world is just covered in this gray goo of nanomaterials.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's like possible, but would have to be extremely deliberately done.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. It's just someone being like some evil villain kind of thing, like shoot a laser at the moon.
Well, that was the premise of that Michael Crichton book called Prey, right?
Essentially. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it just ran out of control. They self-replicated, and there's no way to turn them
I think
off.
It was an accident in that case.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Accident.
Yeah.
That's right.
But anyway, yeah, it would run out of control. But I mean, the obvious argument against that is energetics. Like, where is this thing getting so much energy to do all this self-assembly? You need quite a lot of energy to get over the activation barriers of self-assembly.
Okay.
So
the answer
it's probably
to it,
not possible.
Ultimately, to combat the gray goo, you genetically clone dinosaurs, right? That's basically.
Yeah, you probably just clone dinosaurs and you're good to go.
To fight it. Yeah.
It's
just all Michael Crichton premises.
Eat it or whatever.
Here,
Yeah.
They just eat it up. Everything will be fine, right?
It's That's like bringing rabbits to Australia. You don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Fascinating talking to you. You're an amazing guest. Thank you so much, Dylan. Right. That was fascinating.
Thank you.
Dylan Lansing. Dylan.
That was awesome. Let's bring Good Hugh back up.
Yeah.
Dylan,
are you on the Facebook?
Are you on the Facebook?
Do you want people to look you up or something? Or?
Do you post things, or do you have a site that you post things to, or nothing like that?
Invisiblemice.com.
Yeah.
You have to find the site.
It's a Tumblr.
Absolutely
a Tumblr of all invisible mice.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Wow, I'll never get that image out of my mind, the invisible mouse. Although it's not in there.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'm okay.
All right. Grey goo is what Ultron should have done.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you think of that?
Rocket a shit into the air and drop it.
That's
ooh, Grey goo,
just
you hacked
technology.
Yeah.
If Ultron's
hack
so smart,
Ultron,
he just should have made nanotechnology.
So smart,
factories.
Ultron.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So we are going to create another podcast for you right now, our second and last one of the evening. And this one's going to be based in part on some of the content we talked about with Dylan. So it'll find
what we understood.
What we understood of it. That's
for what we understood. And we're going to get a title. Lee brought a book.
Yes, I do. It's in my pocket. Look at that.
I love it.
It's in my pocket the whole time.
When, do you know the publication date on this book?
Okay, this one is called The Best from Science or from Fantasy and Science Fiction. It's the fourth series, and the publication date on this is, let's see here. I'll tell you. Don't stick around. Stick around.
I'm going to go
here it is.
50s.
Yeah, 1954 by Doubleday and Company.
God, yeah. So Dr. Chan must have been a faculty member for how long by then? Like 30-something years.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
I will warn everybody that the science fiction and fantasy titles of the 50s are boring.
Yeah, they're a little weak. So I may add to or modify the title slightly to give it a little bit more grist for us. But somebody call out stop.
Stop.
All right. And this one, okay. So to Nug's point, this one is actually called The Accountant.
I think it's great. It gives us lots.
The accountant.
There's
lots
to go from.
The accountant. The
accountant. Why don't
we
add something to it?
Yeah, let's get something from the audience. We got something?
What is a problem you can have in your life? A personal problem, maybe a physical problem you can have in your life?
Body odor.
Body odor.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you
very much. Yeah.
All right. So this one, this tale of science fiction, terror, and mystery is called The Body Odor Accountant. And now, tonight's transmission.
Welcome back, or forward, to my radio cast through time, otherwise called my time cast. I transmit through the time waves to you, wherever or whenever you are, with an urgent and dire warning. In your future, body odor will become fatal. But scientists will work around the clock to find a cure. What kind of cure? And what will they use? I'll give you a hint. It's nanotechnology!
Come on in.
Thanks. I'm a little bit early.
That's all right. I cleared my schedule for you. You can have a seat.
Okay, thanks. I'm glad you could see me today. It's kind of hard to talk about this.
No, that's quite all right. I'm a doctor, and everything is on the table in terms of subject matter, whatever you want to talk about. It's okay.
You want me to leave the room, doctor?
No, No, you can stay. It's all right.
Okay, thank you.
Brenda.
Did you cancel my 2 o'clock?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, you got a 2 o'clock.
I'm sorry, Carl. I did cancel our 2 o'clock. But you know what? Well, this concerns you, too.
It does?
Yes. Yes. Carl, have a seat.
Yeah, sit over here, Carl.
Mr. Svensson?
Yes. Yeah.
You can have a seat right beside Carl.
Well, thanks.
I don't know him.
Well, Carl, this is Greg Svensson.
Hello. Hi, Carl.
I'm Carl.
Hi, hello there.
No one's introducing me over here.
Brenda, you work for me. You don't need to be introduced to the patients.
I want to be part of the talk.
Well, I met you on the way, and you swiped my health card, so I know.
Yeah, she did
are.
The same with me.
Yeah.
Brenda is in the cone of silence. Whatever gets said here in my office.
Doctor patient confidentiality.
Well, not
yet.
She is included. Doctor patient.
Should I pull the lever and put down the cone?
Yes, please, Brenda. Thank you very much.
It's right.
Brenda's been away.
Pulling down the lever here.
So she's just refreshing herself.
Oh,
I just gotta. It's a bit sticky over here, so I gotta just.
There it is.
Yeah.
My arm!
Sorry, you shouldn't have been there.
Carl, okay, we can fix
you
that.
You told me to sit here.
Luckily, you're in the doctor's office, I guess.
Don't worry, we can take care of that, Carl.
Please. We can't. It's on the other side of this cone.
No, we will take care of it. Just please do not move away from the cone right now or you will bleed out.
Somebody's a baby. Gee.
Yeah, I guess the plexiglass surface of the cone is cauterizing your wound.
That's exactly what's happening. You have a good eye, Mr. Svensson.
Thank you. I pride myself
on
my
see it through the plexiglass.
Yeah,
but you can't wave at it.
It's my favorite arm.
Yeah,
Carl, you're not going to need it where you're going. Trust
what?
Me. Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
So, doctor.
If you can have a seat beside Carl.
Oh, sure.
Please don't move me.
All right.
No, don't. Let's please don't here. Touch Carl.
It's rather snug, but
Carl
all right.
could easily die right okay. now. Okay.
If you it's move funny him. Sitting on this crinkly paper. So, anyway.
Yes, I see what you mean. Yes. Yeah. Yes, you know, it is the year 3231, but... The crinkly paper persists. It exists.
It's about hygiene, right?
We haven't found a way to improve upon that crinkly paper.
Guys, we have a limited amount of air in this cone.
Yeah, and blood.
So we really need to figure that out. What is this, some kind of secret that's...
We're all inside this cone,
Brenda,
right?
It's client, it's patient-doctor confidentiality.
You don't need to use my name.
Are you slightly
like that,
drunk?
All right? Just because we slept together doesn't mean... You can just
I did not want
so
to be in the cone for this.
This is getting too real.
Can I just get my arm and go?
Hold on. No, first of all, I'd like to let you guys know, just advise you that patient-doctor confidentiality works both ways, so I'll thank you not to repeat that.
Understood.
Fine.
Mum is the word.
All right.
Mum is
what
the
about
word.
The nurse? Any confidentiality about you and I?
Nurse Brenda, by proxy, you are included in the contract of patient-doctor confidentiality.
Thank you for using my full title.
Okay. Just be, you know, you don't, just, if you have, a, if that's your problem, just speak it. Just speak your words.
This is personal. This is about me breaking up with you, all right? It was one night, okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Jeez.
This can happen not on work hours. Please, Brenda. Please.
That's not what you said.
So what's so urgent?
I thought this crinkly paper was damp.
Okay. All right. Hang on. I called you in here, Mr. Svensson.
Yeah.
And Carl, again, I didn't plan for you to be here, but...
I had a 2 o'clock.
I'm sorry. That sounds
like planned. A plan. You planned for him to be there. What else is an appointment but a plan?
You Brandon, need somebody.
Did you or did you not cancel the appointment?
You need a new nurse, doctor.
Why is this on me?
So what's so urgent you needed to see me at 2 o'clock?
Mr. Svensson, I'm afraid... Your body odor is inoperable.
And you've locked us in a cone with him? What kind of mad doctor are you?
I have a solution.
Inoperable?
Right? Yes, I know this is hard to take.
You're telling me there's no surgical remedy for this affliction that I have?
No conventional surgical remedy. No.
You stressed the word conventional there.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Intrigued.
I know what you're gonna do. Don't do it.
Brenda.
It's a terrible idea.
Brenda, please. That's what you said last night.
I still stand by it.
This all happened last night?
Oh, no.
It's very
talking
fresh.
About something else.
You know, the fresh. Air inside this cone is not the freshest. I claim responsibility for that as well.
There is a radical therapy that...
You stress both the word radical and therapy in that sentence, Doctor. I'm intrigued.
Oh, I see why I'm here now.
Because you're the only pilots on my roster.
That's right. The only pilot and accountant on this roster.
That's correct.
You're pulling double duty.
Of course, now with only one arm, I can't really do either.
It's quite fortuitous that you're here.
To lose an arm?
Okay. I should stress that it's more fortuitous for Mr. Svensson that you're here than it is actually for you.
Oh, yeah, because it's been a real shit deal for me so far.
Okay, all right. I'll thank you not to use that language.
Oh, poor Brenda, too. Brenda didn't expect all that to happen just last night.
You're leaving a trail of heartache behind you, Doctor.
Well, I'm a successful doctor.
It's true.
And I'm a successful doctor because I try the untriable. I think about the solutions that have not yet been thought of. And gentlemen... And Nurse Brenda.
Thank you.
I have a solution that I think just might cure you.
You stressed every word in that last sentence.
You want me to strap him to my plane, to the top of it, and drive around and fly around in the air and air him out, don't you?
That simply removes the symptoms, not the problem.
Oh, you want me to take everything into account then?
Yes.
That's the bad idea.
That's why he's here.
Have either of you or any of you heard of the technology known as nanotechnology?
What?
Oh, yes! Wait a second.
I've heard the rumors.
Yes, for many years now, scientists not unlike myself have been working on nanotechnology to be shot by the quintillions intravenously into the bloodstream.
To fix my arm?
No.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm sorry. That's impossible. That's quite impossible.
What? It's impossible?
Yes, absolutely impossible.
We're not even going to consider it.
So the best I can do for you is a robotic arm today. I'm sorry.
All right.
That's pretty good.
That's awesome.
Super strength. Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to what's going to happen to this guy.
Okay. What do you know?
What do I know? I know that with any luck, the quintillions of tiny capsules... we inject into you may just find your armpits.
May find my armpits.
May find your armpits.
Why not just put them in his armpits?
No, what about directly
I'm no doctor. I'm just a one-armed pilot accountant.
That's right. You're no doctor.
Guys,
okay?
Let's all stick to our specialties today, okay?
Yeah.
Let's just stick to our specialties.
I will lean against the plexiglass
cone. Right now, I am shooting it into his arm. It's not far from his armpit, okay?
I'm short one armpit now. I need you to pilot that vessel into his armpit, Carl.
Also, your whole side of you is an armpit now, so you're lucky.
Want me to fly these capsules into his armpit?
I'm going to need a leader for those capsules so they don't all wind up in his liver.
I nominate Brenda.
Thank you.
Brenda, you'll be the leader. Carl, you'll be the pilot.
Right.
Amazing.
I will need that robot arm post-haste.
Leader Nurse Brenda.
I'll be joining so that we can, you know, just have some medical supervision.
Let me see if I understand what's about to happen here. You three, you ragtag three.
Hey, I just got a nice haircut.
Dude, you have one arm. You're ragtag.
You are ragtag.
You're robot arm soon.
You're going to miniaturize yourselves. Along with the nanoparticles, Carl is going to be piloting a teeny tiny nano-sized spaceship that you're going to put inside my upper arm, and you're going to pilot it towards my armpits.
That's correct.
Did you ever see Inner Space with Martin Short and Dennis Quaid?
Yeah,
it's that, only in an armpit.
And I'm the leader.
I love that movie. All right, I'm ready. What do I have to do to prepare?
You just have a seat right there on that crinkly paper.
Oh.
Can I take the cone off now?
Please don't. I'll bleed out.
That's correct. Let's get that robot arm on Carl
first. All right, let me fix
Brenda,
it on
if you wouldn't
here.
Mind.
Thank you.
There we go.
Oh,
I was very good in shock.
From
you're
the
very
Dot
lucky.
Matrix Company, I see.
There you go. There you are. It looks very handsome.
Works very oh, thank you
okay,
very much.
Okay, that's an Epson.
Yeah.
Oh, so so I'll need a new one in a year?
That's correct.
That's right.
Absolutely, literally correct. One year, yes.
Yeah, the arm is cheap. It's the ink that'll set you back.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you with the ink.
It's not in color. You know, that's the worst part.
I'm ready to pilot.
Okay.
My ship is parked just outside.
We'll need to shrink it.
Oh, do you want me to bring it in? It seems like we should shrink it before I bring it in.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, great.
You both will catch on very quickly.
Yeah.
And I will take account of everything... For I'm an accountant as well.
Well, we're going to need your accounting skills inside the body so that we can keep track of each and every one of those particles.
You expect me to count to quintillion?
I thought you said you were an accountant. I suppose if we need a real accountant, I can call mine.
No, no.
It's just the challenge I've been looking for.
So can I get rid of this bubble, this cone
yes,
right
now?
Yes,
the cone, yes.
Oh, gosh, thank you.
Oh, that's better. There wow, fresh air. Holy cow.
Oh, there we go. Ooh, that's
look
much
at that
better.
Garbage arm on the floor.
Oh, yeah, Brent, if you wouldn't mind disposing
hey,
of that.
Watch this. Hey, why are you hitting yourself?
Stop
why
it.
Are you hitting
Stop
yourself?
It.
Why are
Brenda,
you hitting yourself?
Brenda, please.
Hey,
please.
Yeah, I'm the leader now.
That's funny. Huh.
Okay.
My other arm!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sugar,
oh,
Brenda
so
hit
sorry.
The cone
I
switch with my old
it.
Arm!
I'm sorry, I leaned
I'm sorry.
On
we
it.
We don't have time to put another arm on. We're just going to put a plastic cap on that.
Okay, yeah. Great. Thank you.
Yeah, there's a plastic. Just stick that
I'll
on
go
there.
Get my. If you would open the cone, I will go get my ship.
All right, I'll Brenda. Open the cone carefully.
That was like the lid of a yogurt tub you put on there. It wasn't a plastic cap.
Right? How? Yes. Where should I bring the ship? To the. Control bay.
We'll shrink it outside.
Okay, great.
We'll fly it in.
Do you need to be in it first?
Oh, shit. You know what? Fly it in. Fly it in.
I'll fly
we'll
it in.
It.
Yes, I'll bring
yes,
it in.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'll let me lead it in, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Don't let it go to your head, brother.
Hey, you know what? I don't need to be talked to like that.
Oh, I God. Think because this breakup is fresh, you should treat Brenda a little nicer.
Maybe I shouldn't come. Maybe I just shouldn't come on the trip.
Wow.
Okay.
You trying to avoid Brenda now?
Would you get the ship?
Here's my ship.
Okay. Gentlemen, let's all get inside.
What about me?
He's what about Brenda?
He's my armpit.
Oh, oh. All right.
Don't well, get inside. That'll be weird.
Yeah, yeah, we can't shrink down with you and get in you.
Oh, that's
yeah.
weird.
We're going to...
That's a paradox.
It is a paradox. Inside of a paradox. Inside of an armpit.
I'm intrigued.
Joey,
we're
bet
going.
You are.
We're going to have a constant comm link with you at all times, and also a hologramic image. Holographic. hologramic image. It's a hologramic.
It's oh, it's hologramic?
It's a hologramic.
Yeah. It's hologramic.
It's the latest
hologramic.
Thing.
Hologramic.
Yeah.
Who is the hologram?
You're going to be the hologram. The only difference between holographic and hologramic is that you say stop at the end of every sentence.
Got it. Got it.
Yeah. Right. So, you will be representing. White a blood cell.
Don't be racist.
Okay.
What about the rivers of perspiration? What about you have to watch out for those too?
Oh yes.
That's exactly those where we'll oh sorry, go ahead.
Oh, now you're listening.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay. All right.
Somebody's now paying attention to me. Too little, too late.
Brenda, I can't believe you put up with this for so long.
Right? I mean, night. Honestly, he was so lucky he had me.
It cost me at least one arm.
Can we shrink ourselves and get into the armpit,
yes,
please?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. All right, here we go.
Ship ready for shrinking.
Everyone right. Into the ship.
I'm putting my arm behind my back and exposing my armpit.
You just stay right here, Mr. Svensson, and we will be with you in a jiffy. All
everyone right. Behind me, I will lead you.
Thank
so
you, but
I
do need to drive.
You with
okay,
a jiffy.
Fine.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
And I make my holographic representation, my avatar, will be coming along in the ship with you.
Correct.
All right. All right, here we go. I'm ready, Leader Brenda. Would you like to shrink the ship?
I sure would. Commence shrinkage.
Wow. We did it.
That was fast. That was
ship
so
ready
fast.
To fly into that armpit, ma'am.
Then do make it so, number one.
Oh, thank you.
flying the ship right in, foraging up through, well, through these redwood trees. Oh, you were right. Oh, they're just like redwood trees.
They're huge.
And up here's a huge river. Why, that's perspiration.
That's the perspiration.
I'll
that's
forage. I'll forage upstream towards the source of this river.
Whoa. Just skim the perspiration.
Ah, yes.
Now, what are we looking for? Something here, like a monster, or what are we looking for?
We're looking
here?
For a loose port.
Oh, there's some sort of gray creature off the port.
Oh, that, God.
That's Goo.
What?
Gray Goo.
His name is Goo?
No, it's not a he. It's
what?
Well, it could be a he. I don't know. It's Gray Goo.
Why is that? Why can't it be a she?
This ship, not only is this
don't
ship part
swear
of...
swear at me.
What? I said ship.
Yeah.
This ship not only uses nanotechnology, it produces nanotechnology. So the longer we're here, the more we create gray goo all over Mr. Svensson's body.
Well, maybe that would stop these pores and the stink.
No.
And then I wouldn't have to count so many things.
Yeah, why are you being so negative?
Are you a good accountant? I'm good. I'll start. One gray goo.
Well, you are good.
That was good. Wow. Yeah, that was very good.
You're welcome.
My avatar is online. Ah. How's it going, Doctor? What is the prognosis?
It's a little early to say, Mr. Svensson. We are about to find a loose pore through which we can enter your body.
One ahead!
Oh,
shall
you
I
got
head
gray
in?
Goo! You got gray goo! Over!
You don't have to say over, but I you have gray to say
goo.
Stop.
I have gray goo. Stop!
Yes. As long as we're not here too long, we will not produce too much gray goo that will eventually overcome your body.
I found an open pore. Should I go in, ma'am?
Yes, you should. Proceed. With care.
I'm just backing in.
Okay, good. That's the
proof. You're very
way.
Good at no, backing
I'm,
in.
I'm good at I'm the
I
pilot
never got the hang
accountant.
Of it.
Oh, it's really
yeah,
easy.
No,
he's got a rear view camera. It's no big deal.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We're inside, and there's more gray goo.
It's producing more gray goo than we thought. Perhaps if we go into auxiliary power mode.
What would that do?
Well, it shuts down the major parts of our power usage. It does limit the life, services. Like,
are you a doctor? Support. Are you really a doctor?
Yeah. What? You sound
I think
like
Brenda may be more a doctor than you, doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, I am, maybe I am.
I am a doctor.
Stop.
What field?
Psychology.
What? Stop.
No
wonder you used a yogurt lid to stop my bleeding arm.
The yogurt lid stopped. That's exactly it, stop.
Oh, that's
the culture on the yogurt lid.
It's
oh, no.
Gray goo. Oh. And we've brought more inside of you.
We can't infect his body.
One yogurt lid.
Okay.
Good, he's very good. All right, I'm willing to sacrifice myself.
Whoa. Brenda, no!
Wait.
I'll throw myself through the pool.
You're really gonna... What?
I'm gonna save this man's life.
You're gonna go out there and fight the body odor?
That's right.
Hand-to-hand combat style?
That's right. I took a jiu-jitsu course at night.
I literally brought one quintillion capsules of medicine. You did not need to
well,
fight.
You literally haven't done anything with them, so
yeah.
Let Brenda Kung Fu
yeah.
fight the odor.
Jogging pants. Jeez. I'm already ready.
I didn't mean to talk to you about your attire, but go ahead.
Don't judge her based on her appearance.
That's right. It's very comfortable.
Brenda!
Bulaka.
I love you.
Oh, that's a surprise. I wish I'd known sooner.
It only just occurred to me. You're so brave.
Oh, yeah, all right. Thanks. I love you, too. You're
if you
great.
Survive,
yeah?
Maybe you could have a future with a man with one arm being robotic and one arm being a yogurt lid.
That sounds lovely, actually.
Really?
You see what I came from?
Oh, true. Hey. I'm a step up.
Wow. This is a hard day for Dr.
Brenda,
Karsten.
The port side door is ready for you.
Wish me luck, boys.
Good luck, boys.
Good luck, stop.
Ki-yay!
Look at her go.
Ki-yay!
She is kicking the ass of the body odor.
Wow. She's finding all the odor particles.
Ki-yay!
I've never seen someone fight a smell.
Ki-yay!
Wow. She's using stork technique.
Now craning lotus?
Yeah.
Now crouching lotus.
Wow. Hanging.
She's got the odor by the neck.
Oh, look
wow.
at that.
The
Brenda.
Trash talk is outstanding.
Brenda just split in two. She's self-replicating.
There are two Brendas!
Oh, and those two just split in two.
Four Brendas!
That's right!
At this point, Dr. Svensson, self-replicating infinite Brendas are your best chance of survival.
I accept it, stop.
64 Brendas!
How many now?
700,000 Brendas.
Man, he's good.
Wait a minute. Okay. There are now a quintillion Brendas. Release the capsules.
Oh, my God. She's carrying... Each Brenda is carrying each capsule exactly where they need to go.
Ah! Nano Brendas are doing it for themselves.
Guys, doctor, I feel something. My bowels.
It's full of gray goo. We have to get out of here.
To my bowels. To the exit.
Quick. To the sphincter.
Brendas! Brenda Prime!
Yes, go on without me, boys.
Brenda, I'll wait for you.
Brenda, do not bleed out his heart. Don't puncture his heart.
Don't tell me what to do.
She's her own woman.
Oh, my God. All right.
We've made it to the exit, I'm going to call it.
Good. Let's get out of here while there's still time.
We can't do it ourselves. It's closed tight.
Mr. Svensson, did you hear that?
Yes.
You're going to have to push.
Oh, my God.
There are some magazines beside the couch. Just to relax your sphincter.
National Geographic. Oh, my God.
Just let it happen.
We made it.
There. Doctor.
Okay. Doctor. Engage unshrinking.
All right.
Or growing.
As here we go. Engaging growing. I hope. And...
Longer process
it's
than shrinking.
It's a much longer process growing,
true.
Yes.
Very true.
Yeah. I feel... slightly taller.
You are slightly taller.
Oh, good
it's
news for me.
Not an exact science. Oh, you're circa the height you used to be.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So what happened was the operation... Where's Brenda?
Brenda's still inside of you, or rather...
What?
They are still inside of you.
Still inside you.
I can hear that.
Yes. You right now, you have a quintillion Brendas.
So...
Moving around your body.
Brenda, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Do you still want to go out for dinner, baby?
Well, I don't know. Where are we going?
Well, what do you like?
A pasta?
No, let's go get some Italian then.
Ooh, yeah. You know, there's a really good place downtown. They got good garlic bread.
Oh,
okay?
I know of that place downtown.
Yeah,
it's called
there.
The Place Downtown?
That's it, the Place Downtown.
Mr. Svensson,
can I come?
You will have
there's
to.
No option.
Oh, yeah, right.
You
yeah.
have to come.
Well,
the cure was... worse than the disease.
One cure.
Thank you, Carl.
I'm very good.
Thank you.
That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been Illusionoid. A round of applause for Jen Goodhue, who joined us for the shows. For Dylan Glancy, the nanotechnologist. For Chris New on piano and music, and for Gord in the booth here at the Social Capital Theater.
The Body Odor Accountant, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star Jen Goodhue. Live music and sound effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, March 30th, 2016. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirt of the doomed future is available today. Visit teepublic.com and search for Illusionoid or follow the link on our Facebook page. Illusionoid can be heard on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, and anywhere podcasts can be heard. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode, tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod, or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find out about the show. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.